A few weeks ago, Cuomo promised $1 billion for Buffalo that would spur jobs by attracting businesses to town. That pledge is now in writing. Next year, local officials will have $100 million to work with as the first installment towards the billion. While some have questioned the use of taxpayer funds in this way, it represents only 0.05% of next year's state budget.
If we invest in Buffalo and we turn around Buffalo and Buffalo is generating jobs, it adds to our balance sheet.
Cuomo has suggested using those funds to grow a cluster around Buffalo's burgeoning health and life sciences sector. Roswell Park Cancer Institute is a cornerstone of that effort, but this year's budget includes a warning that its $100 million in annual state funding could be cut off by 2014. Tom Kucharski with the Buffalo Niagara Enterprise says looking to build a life sciences cluster while defunding Roswell would be counterproductive.
I would find it very inconsistent if the thought was to have a growing life science cluster around the medical campus without Roswell being a significant player in that in the future.
Other Buffalo institutions fared well in the budget proposal. The University at Buffalo is eligible for $20 million under NY SUNY 2020 for special building projects, and the state's 10 regional councils will compete again for a $1 billion pot of already existing economic development funds. All in all, Kucharski says Buffalo received more than adequate attention from the governor.
Real happy that he recognized that we're the anchor on the other end of the state.
For WNED, I'm Daniel Robison.